Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my down-sitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. So, what amazing knowledge is this, that he knows when we're sitting down, he knows when we stand up, and he knows our thoughts well before we even think them. You surround my path and my lying down. You are very well acquainted with all my ways. There is no word in my tongue that you, O Lord, don't know. So if only we can understand this, it would really change how we speak and how we think, knowing that God is seeing those things far away. And how sad when he knows we're going to think badly or speak badly, and he sees that far away, and yet he's still patient and loving to us, despite knowing that future. And this is how, you know, we really got to get a grip on ourselves and realize that God's knowledge of all things must really have an effect upon our living, our thinking, our talking. You've surrounded me both behind and before. You've laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I can't attain to it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave or hell, the covered place, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand will hold me. So this is sort of relevant to Jonah, isn't it? Thinking he could flee from the presence of the Lord. And yet Jonah knew the Psalms. He quotes them when he's in the belly of the big fish. And I'm sure he knew this. But you can know this truth and yet act otherwise. The point is, we right now are in God's presence, and if only we would realize that, our behavior would be so different, wouldn't it? And our thinking and our attitude. But the thing is, we are in his presence. It's like when the angel came and let Peter out of prison and walked with him through two streets. While the angel was with him, Peter must have thought, wow, nothing can go wrong. I've got an angel with me. And then the angel apparently disappeared. Well, the angel was still there, just that Peter didn't see him anymore. And all the same, we have got God's presence right next to us. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, even the night shall be light about me. Yes, the darkness doesn't hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. And Isaiah 45 says that God created both the darkness and the light. So we mustn't think that we are in any sense hidden from God. And of course, we would never say so in so many words, that I'm hidden from God. But of course, that is effectively how people behave. For you have possessed my innermost being. You covered me when I was in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows this really well. My substance was never hid from you when I was made in secret and carefully worked in the lower parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, even though it was incomplete, and in your book all my members were written, which were known by you when there was none of them. How precious are your thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! So, where are God's thoughts? Well, they're in the Bible. That's where you see how God thinks. And God's word, therefore, should be precious to us. If I should count all your thoughts, they're more in number than the sand. And of course, it's Abraham's seed who are more in number than the sand. God knows each of us, and he knows the thoughts of each of us, the standing up and the down sitting of each of us. So the amount of memory, if you like, that God has, if you think in terms of a computer, would be way beyond what we could possibly ever imagine. And of course, he is a person. All that knowledge that he has of us is all part of that relationship that he has with us. Surely you will slay the wicked, O God. So if he's got so much knowledge, God is going to judge. Depart from me, therefore, you men of blood, for they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. So when people take God's name in vain, keep away from them. Just keep away from them. When you see things on the screen, where God's name is taken in vain, stop. Press the stop button and go to something else. Just get away from it, because all this is what's going to be destroyed. I hate all this, O Lord, I hate it, and I am grieved against those who rebel against you. It should sadden us. Not think, I'm not supposed to be watching this. But from our very heart, we should think, look, this grieves me. I do not want to listen to this. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, of course, if God has all this knowledge of us, that is exactly what he can do and what he does do. And that's why we must always be open to God, because we know that he knows me.